I think what you do is questionable at best. Wouldn't you say, Morales, what he does is questionable at best?
I'm not sure what he's doing today.
I'm not even sure what that meant, what that even meant. So I mentioned, Billy Mack, we had him on, and we'll play the Stephen A. Smith sound in a minute about the Lakers, which is interesting. The day after, they come up with their best win of the year over Miami last night in overtime at Staples Center. So the biggest advertiser when I was at 102 WNEW New York's FM Talk was a company called CMS. It was like Jacob. Jacob is the biggest and best when it comes to accidents. Jacob Imrani in Los Angeles. Conklin, Mullaney, and Slayton, CMS, was the biggest firm in New York, New York. And they licensed Aretha Franklin's Respect, the song Respect. And so at the end of their spots, I was working with Sue Kolinsky at this time, we were required to sing. And she would sing, "What you want, baby, you got it." And I would say, "Respect, that's what you get from CMS."
Okay.
That was the most complicated endorsement I've ever had to do. So we'd have to sing, "What you want, baby, they got it, Respect, because they had licensed the Aretha Franklin song.
Right.
Very, very complicated. Unlike Billy Mack's "Good Times."
I remember the weirdest thing they ever asked you and I to do was Dr. Melvin Rosenstein's penile enlargement clinic.
Yes,
do you remember that? And they offered more money than we had ever been offered for a spot.
Yep.
But we both turned it down.
Turned it down, yeah.
Yeah. And it's a good thing. I think that guy ended up, like, not doing well.
No, I don't.
As a business.
I don't think anybody would endorse him. All right, so Stephen A. Smith was on. And I'm trying to, I think this was last night on.
It was on the pregame show, the NBA pregame show.
Right, with Greenberg and Stephen A. Smith and Woj and those guys. This is what Stephen A. said about the Lakers last night. This was before the win over Miami.
What is a realistic expectation for the Lakers this year?
At this particular juncture, a berth to the second round of the playoffs, and that's about all. I'm not predicting that's going to happen just yet, but they've given us no reason to be enthusiastic. LeBron James looks relatively human. Can we count on Carmelo Anthony to shoot 52% from three-point range and 50% from the field? As good as I know he is and as proud as I am of him, of still being in this league, I don't think we can count on those numbers to continue. And then there is Russell Westbrook. Averaging 18, 8, and 8, but shooting 25% from three-point range, about 41% from the field. That's not going to cut it. When you look at the West and how loaded, the way the Clippers are rolling, Utah is still relevant. Denver's not somebody to sneeze at. And, of course, the Golden State Warriors. I'm sorry, you're going to need to do better. Those teams are going to be standing in the way, and I don't think we can expect. The operative word is expect. I don't think we can expect anything more than that from the Lakers at this particular moment.
Wow. Wow. John?
Second round. Yeah, I would. Who in the West scares you?
Well, I mean, I think Utah's really good. I think Golden State's really good.
Okay.
Would you agree? I think they're really good.
Right, but I'm not so sure I would pick them against the Lakers in a seven-game series.
Well, here's the thing. So this is one where you struggle. I think we should take this game by game and the way the team is playing right now. Last night was the best win of the year. Previous to that, I thought Westbrook was out of control and wasn't running the offense the way it needed to be run. I think it's okay to make a judgment right now on this team. And from what I've seen, and again, the dynamic is without LBJ, without LeBron James, it's really hard to make any determination because they've had very little time with LeBron, AD, and Westbrook on the court at the same time. And when they have been, it's only a net plus one point. So the big three needs to figure out how to play together, and it's hard to do that when LeBron James is injured.
I don't think you, like I've said to you many, many times, I don't think you can judge any Laker game in which LeBron doesn't play. Because if LeBron doesn't play in the postseason, we're not winning the title.
Correct.
So, like, even that great win last night, and I agree with you, it was the best win of the year. Even that great win last night, I throw out because LeBron didn't play. if I'm going to judge the Lakers at full strength, it has to be a game with LeBron. So if they're struggling then, if they're still struggling late in the season with LeBron, AD, and Russ, I think that's cause for concern. But until then, I'm not all that worried.
But see, that's what I'm saying is with LeBron hurt, we're getting less time with LeBron, AD, and Westbrook on the floor together. And I still would argue that they haven't figured out how to best play together. Would you agree with that?
I do, but I've said consistently they're going to be better and different in March and April than they are now, even if LeBron was playing every game. LeBron consistently in his career has struggled at the beginning of the year and been really good at the end. That's how he made the NBA Finals 8 years in a row. I think he made them 9 years in a row. And that's how Russ has been, too. Russ has always been better at the end of the year than he is at the beginning. So I know nobody wants to be patient, but you kind of have to with the Lakers because that's what the team you're looking at now is not going to be the team you're looking at in April.
I'll tell you who's not patient. Bergman's not patient.
Is this what we're doing today?
Yeah, this is what we're doing today. We're piling on Bergman.
As you were with me every other day except for yesterday.
Yeah, because I thought last night was the best win of the year. I thought, you know, Westbrook assisted or scored on 33 points in the fourth quarter and in overtime. He was as good as advertised last night. And you found basically a moment that you didn't like and circled that with a text.
Well, yeah, that because nobody was talking at any point. Yeah, you said you were all too stoned to be able to do it anyway. So, but yeah, he went, there was other things that could have happened in that situation. Instead of taking that three, which we know he's not a great three-point shooter by any means. He'll hit one every once in a while and hit a couple last night, but he could have easily taken Tyler Hero off the ball like he has been all night long and get to the basket. You only needed two. You didn't need a three-pointer.
You didn't need
there.
A three. Well, I mean, that's fair, I suppose, that you're judging that particular moment,
right.
But I think you've got to judge the performance in total, which was
he
a
was
great performance for Russell Westbrook.
It was the best fourth quarter he's played this entire season. By far, he had zero turnovers. Like you said, he had like six assists and a couple rebounds. He hit big shots. He was great in the fourth quarter. I had no issue with any of it. I was just like, oh man, that was so great that you did that. You had a great fourth quarter that you take that shot. Like, why is
so
that?
So I'm starting to adjust to this. I said this earlier, but I'll repeat it. I'm starting to adjust to this. The Russell Westbrook experience is an e-ticket ride. Some nights, it's going to be crazy, out of control, turnovers, doing too much, trying too hard, hair too on fire, too much of a human video game, should be playing 90 miles an hour instead of 100 miles an hour, that sort of thing. Other nights, he's going to be like last night, where I thought he really took over the game in the fourth quarter, and he's the reason why we won in the fourth quarter in overtime last night. So there is going to be a little bit of Jekyll and Hyde, I think, with Westbrook, John.
Not, you don't even have to think. I can tell you right now, because he's my favorite player and I watch him every game, that's what you get every game. You phrased it perfectly earlier. You get an e-ticket ride. You get a guy who is going to take you. Well, one time he'll go flying. He had a play at the end of the game, I think it happened in overtime, where he was flying down the court and Anthony Davis was running towards the basket. And he threw him a lob on a laser. Like, he threw it. It wasn't like a high arcing lob. It was just a pass right at the backboard. And the margin for error was almost zero. AD caught it on the run and laid it in. But if he didn't throw it perfectly, it would have been a disaster and a fast break the other way. And that's the type of thing you get with Russ. He's going to try stuff where you'll go, what in the heck was that? And if it works, it's spectacular. And if it doesn't work, you're wondering why he did it. But that's why I like him so much, is because he plays harder than everybody else.
All right. Coming up, were we able to turn around any of this sound from Matthew Stafford talking about OBJ? Again, if you're just tuning in, Odell Beckham Jr. has officially joined the Los Angeles Rams as of today. It apparently came down to either Green Bay or the Rams, and he chose the Rams, which, you know, think about this. They added Von Miller last week. Now they're adding Odell Beckham Jr. Talk about all in. I mean, it is a team of stars. And I think that Sean McVay would not have pursued Odell Beckham Jr. unless they had a really clear vision of how they were going to use him.
Well,
so I am incredibly optimistic.
And we got Steve Fezzik coming up next from Las Vegas. But before we get to Game of Games, we'll play some of that stuff from Matthew Stafford and maybe even Sean McVay. I think McVay talked before they announced OBJ. But we're trying to track down OBJ, get some reaction. We definitely have already tracked down Matthew Stafford, so we'll have that for you coming up.
All right, cool.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, he is the foremost sports gambling expert on the planet, and he joins us every week, Wednesday, Thursdays at 3:15. Steve Fezzik is here. Fez, what's going on, man?
I guaranteed victory with the San Francisco 49ers last week. I lost, so anyone that bet that game that lost, write this down. Super Bowl weekend, Friday, I will be at the Westgate from 10 to 11 p.m. If you arrive, I will buy you a drink. If you bet on that game,
nice,
I'm sorry.
Fez.
Very nice. Very all nice.
Right. So, Fez, there's two games this week that I feel pretty strongly about, and normally when that's the case, I've got it wrong. One of them is tonight. I think the Ravens are going to pound the Dolphins. It's a 7.5-point spread. In your opinion, the Ravens are favored by 7.5. In your opinion, what's the right side of that game?
The Ravens. And you know what? I'm selling this pick at pregame.com for $1. You don't need to buy it because I'll give it to you. I teased the Ravens. I teased them down to less than 3, and I teased them with the Raiders. So I played the two-team teaser. If you don't have the teaser available to you, I would prefer the Ravens even on the point spread. Yes.
Okay, so I actually put $10,000 on the Ravens minus the 7.5. Jorge put $30,000 on the Ravens minus the 7.5. And on top of everything else, he's alive in a survivor pool, Fez, and he has gone with Baltimore. He hasn't used Baltimore yet in his survivor pool. What's your level of confidence on them just winning the game outright?
8 on a scale of 0 to 10. I, too, am alive in a survivor pool. The Circa Survivor first place shares $6 million. There's 680 of us left, and I'm considering Baltimore mapping out all permutations. I still have not made that decision, though.
Wow.
All right, Fez, the other game that I like, independent of the Odell Beckham news that came down today, I think the Rams are finally going to beat the Niners. The Rams are favored by 4, but the game's in Santa Clara. It's on Monday night. What do you think?
Well, they're due. So the Rams, 0-4 their last 4 against the Niners. So I can't pull the trigger, but I'll say this. You know, San Francisco and Washington had nice home field advantages, and both those teams moved out to the suburbs, and they got the wine-sipping suburban fans, and they lost all their home field advantage. You know
completely
about this.
Agree. I've been to that stadium. I said it earlier in the week. It's just not a real home crowd that they get. It's a really sort of mellow, snooty crowd that doesn't make a lot of noise.
Yep, it's like going to Napa and just sampling different wines, and hopefully everyone gets home safe, but you just don't get much of a home field edge. I really don't have much at all on this game. It will be interesting. You know, the Rams, they're already loaded at receiver. You could argue they got the best receiver in the NFL in Cooper Kupp. And there's only one football, right? Let's see how Odell fits in with the other receivers.
Okay, so there is a betting trend that we came across. Actually, I think Ireland came across it. This might have been, it was on Deadspin. It's the most complicated betting trend I've ever heard of, but tell me if there's something to it. Betting in favor of teams who did not cover the previous week when facing teams who did cover the previous week. Does that make sense?
And by the way, Fez, so far that formula is 39-14.
It does make sense because the one sport that the betting public can override the sports betting pros from a sheer volume is the NFL. And it's the old, what have you done for me lately? The goldfish idea. You can only remember back one game. So when a team looks real good, well, public wants to bet on them again. And when a team looks really bad, then they want to bet against them. And the truth is a lot of teams, even bad teams, tend to oscillate back and forth. Like we'll see the Detroits and the Houstons, they can have one good effort and then they get smashed. So like Jacksonville's off of a win, they're probably going to get killed by the Colts this week, as an example of a the point spread adjusts too much for one good effort or one bad effort.
Fez, there's a game at SoFi Stadium on Sunday, Vikings at Chargers. Chargers are favored by 3. What's the right side of that game?
This is indeed my best bet. I like your Chargers minus the 3. This is the ultimate free roll. The Vikings have so many issues this week. So you've got key injuries on the defense. I don't know if Michael Pierce is going to play. I don't know if Harrison Smith is going to play. Their great edge rusher Hunter isn't playing. So already I'm leaning Chargers. Then you got the COVID issue of the old linemen, along with all the tracing. It's a free roll. We might have more guys that can't play for the Vikings. And then finally, you got the Dalvin Cook distraction and what's going on with him. I want no part of these Vikings. Chargers minus 3 is cheap. Probably will go higher. Not that that seems to help any to lock in great lines, but Chargers minus 3 is my best bet.
All right, last thing for you. Now, I'm not a Raiders fan. In fact, I really strongly dislike the Raiders. I'm a Rams fan. I'm a Rams season ticket holder. But I'm the only one who, for some reason, Ireland, you're a Raiders fan. You never even bring up, Bergman, you never bring this up. Raiders at home against Kansas City, I see the line at Vegas plus 2.5. What's the right side of that game?
I like the Raiders, so I did tease the Raiders up to 8.5 with Baltimore, but I also like betting the Raiders. I don't understand this line. I make power ratings, send them out each and every week, and I have Kansas City better than the Raiders, but just by a little bit. So if you add in a home field, we're already at a point where the Raiders should be a tiny favorite, and if I've got a team favorite and they're catching 2.5, I'm going to bet them every time. Carry over from prior Super Bowls for Kansas City, they're on like a 3-16 against the spread run.
Wow.
3-16. Mm. The market has just not caught up to this team, and the fact that their offense, start of the year, their defense was terrible, but their offense has gotten really bad, especially the last 2 weeks against the Giants and Green Bay without a quarterback. Not good.
Fez, last thing for me. Did the Odell Beckham signing by the Rams affect their future bets at all? My guess is no. He's a wide receiver. We don't know if he's going to impact the game, but the Rams were pretty loaded already. Did you see any movement on the Rams once that signing was announced?
I saw them go from 8-1 down to 7.5-1. So just the smallest smidgen of a move, and you nailed it. Odell Beckham is barely worth a half point on a bad team. On a good team, he really shouldn't matter too much at all. But I will say this. I had the similar feelings when Tampa got AB last year.
Yep.
Because they were already loaded, you know, with Evans and great receivers. And he really made a difference, especially when some of those guys like Godwin got banged up. So having extra depth is certainly a big positive. And if Woods gets banged up, et cetera, he's a very, very capable number two to go ahead and put on in there. He's certainly not an excellent number one wide receiver for your team, though.
Did Von Miller move the meter at all for the Rams?
Not one iota. The
not
feeling is that Von Miller, great player, still a capable starter, but not enough to move the meter.
Where do you have the Rams in your power rankings?
I've got the Rams, my third best team. So I've got Tampa number one. I have Buffalo just barely better than the Rams. Both those teams slightly better than Green Bay and Arizona.
Okay. All right, so Rams still right up there. All right, hey, listen, Fez, again, the best bet is Chargers minus 3 over the Vikings at SoFi Stadium. Thanks for coming on, as always, man. We appreciate it.
Got to bet the Chargers fast. It's going to go higher. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
all right,
Fez.
There's the Fez. There's the
all
Fez.
All right, I think I've got your lie.
Hmm.
I'm not sure. Bergman, do you think you have it?
I have no clue with all this OBJ stuff.
Okay.
You have no clue on the lie.
Jorge,
no.
Do you think you got it?
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay. So
fill up the phones. If you know the lie of the day, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. It is Lakers Ticket Thursday. If you can identify the lie, you win tickets to see Lakers Timberwolves tomorrow night at Staples Center, plus a coveted, the very last, Vote for Jorge t-shirt. It is one of one. unbelievably valuable. 877-710-ESPN, line of the day coming up, and then Matthew Stafford with some reaction to OBJ signing with the Rams, and Game of Games is coming up. By the way, weird fact about Game of Games, John, you ready?
Yeah.
Here's the score in November. Mason won, Ireland won, Bergman won, Jorge won, Kiki won, Michael Thompson won, Scott Kaplan won.
Weirdest month ever.
Everybody on the show, or even guests, have won one time. So somebody is going to get off the schneid today. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I've had it with Morales. He's such a snake.
that was very funny. That was very funny.
Okay, it's Lakers Ticket Thursday. That means we got a pair of tickets to see Lakers Timberwolves tomorrow night at Staples Center, plus a vote for Jorge T-shirt. See? And I have told a lie today. Do you guys think you know what it is? Bergman, you have no clue?
Not a clue in the world.
Ireland?
I think I've got it.
Okay. Jorge?
I think I got it, too.
Okay. So we got the calls lined up.
Hey. Yeah, pick a number, Mace, between 0 and 11.
Okay, in honor, Odell Beckham wears number 13, so in honor of Odell Beckham Jr., let's start with line 1.
Devin in L.A.
Yay, what's up, Mason in Ireland?
I just saw Devin yesterday in Downey. Now, Devin, I'm going to ask you a question. Have you won something from us in the last 30 days?
I have not, Mace.
Okay.
I asked
every single person on the line that exact
just wanted
question.
To make sure.
Yep. Thank
just
you. I appreciate sure. it.
All right, Devin. What is Mason's lie, Devin?
I think I got it. I hope I got it. Mace, was it the jingle?
Wait, be more specific.
The Aretha Franklin jingle.
Now, this is what I think it is. I think you way oversold this. I don't think you and Sue Kalinske ever had to sing Aretha Franklin. Mace, does Devin have it right?
Yes, Devin, you do have it right.
And by the way, Devin, let me say that Mason tried some BS thing during the break.
I was even selling it when we weren't on the air.
Yeah, that absolutely confirmed that it was the lie. He so oversold this. Ireland, you could never sing Aretha Franklin. That was really hard. I can't believe I had to do that. Way to go,
I never appreciated somebody being a liar so much, man.
Yeah, thank you for that. I'm an excellent liar. Hey, Devin, thanks a lot. And by the way, Devin, I met yesterday in Downey. He's one of our regular guys. Down, where do you live, Devin?
I am in Los Angeles, South L.A.
South L.A., and he's here every single day for us, John. He's a constant listener.
Every day, John. Every day. I love you guys.
Devin.
Bergman is so awesome. John, you're awesome. The whole crew was awesome yesterday. You guys shut down the whole block, baby.
Yeah. Hey, Devin, thanks for listening, man. We appreciate you, and enjoy the game tomorrow night, Lakers versus Timberwolves, plus the vote for Jorge T-shirt. Last one we've got.
Hey, I'm voting for Jorge.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Devin.
All right, so we heard from Matt Stafford today after the Rams acquired Odell Beckham Jr. What does Stafford think about OBJ coming to the Rams? Here's what he said.
Matthew, did you check the news?
I did. I saw.
Did you talk to Odell this morning on the phone? When a bunch of players said that Jalen kind of threw the phone out there.
Yeah. You know, great to be in contact with him. Obviously have a lot of respect for who he is as a player. Been watching him do his thing for a long time. Got a chance to play with him in a Pro Bowl. Watched the way he worked, the way he went about his business. You know, you know, have a lot of respect for him. So it's an opportunity for us as a team. It's an opportunity for him, you know, to come in here and prove himself to us. You know, like what our room is about in the receiver room is pretty special. I know he'll fit right in and, you know, just continue to get better. And you know, hopefully it'll help us as a team.
After all these years, even, you know, only 29, but after the ACL, everything, like his ability at the catch point still really is striking. Mm-hmm. What does that give to your downfield passing attack?
Yeah, you know, I think it's going to take time. It's going to take, you know, work for everybody to be on the same page, him to learn, you know, what we're doing and how we go about our business and you know, us two working together and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, what he's able to do when the ball's in the air, it's, you know, he's proven it year after year. And he's, you know, outstanding when the ball's in the air, going up and making catches. He's really good after the catch as well when he can stay grounded and catch and run. You know, he's obviously a very, very talented player. You know, excited about getting the opportunity to work with him and, you know, what he can bring to our team.
All right, there's a little Matthew Stafford on the signing of Odell Beckham Jr., which happened a little bit earlier today. And he talked about the Rams receiver room. There is a lot of talent there now. Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, Odell Beckham Jr., Tyler Higbee catches the ball. Great tight end. Great receiving tight end. They still have Van Jefferson. They are absolutely loaded. And you know the thing I love more than anything, Ireland, is that as a Rams fan and as a Rams season ticket holder, I know that we're always going to do the big, splashy, fun stuff.
Right.
You know, like we got Von Miller and we were like, oh, crazy over that. And now we got Odell Beckham Jr. And it's like the Rams are in it for everybody and everything. And it is all about winning right now. It is all about winning this year. It is always right now about being at SoFi Stadium for the Super Bowl in February.
And there's no real weakness on this team now. Not like it was a weakness before. By the way, this just in.
Mm-hmm.
Jacoby Brissett is going to start at quarterback tonight instead of Tua.
Interesting.
So, now,
Tua's been hurt. I think he's got like a finger injury.
Yeah, well, he's not playing now. So Jacoby Brissett's going to play. I still think the Ravens are going to blast him.
Me too.
Wait, Jorge, you got money on this game tonight?
No, Jorge's I can't. No, I can't because Mace already bet on it.
Yeah, so I'd already bet on it. I put 10 grand on it.
But it's my survivor pick for tonight.
Okay, on Baltimore, it's a survivor pick.
Well, you know what? We could amend the rule about once a bet gets put down, you can't bet it with this caveat. You have to bet more. In other words, Mace, you put what, 10 grand?
10 grand.
Jorge, what did you want to bet?
I had said 30, but it's cool.
You don't care?
No, it's all right. We'll just keep it the way it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I would bet more than 10 on Baltimore tonight. But, Mace, if you already got it, then I don't care.
Yeah, I got it. I put my bets in. Have you met any bets? Have you done
any? I have no time.
$2,500.
You know what I'm going to do, Greg?
Yes.
How much money do I have?
Oh, I like where this is going.
I like this.
71,000. Hold on. Where did it go? There it is. 76,100.
All of it on the Rams Monday night.
What?
Wow.
Double up right there, John. That's a double.
Wow. That is a ballsy bet. What happens if you lose?
I'm done. I'm out.
Oh, that's what you want.
No, but if I win, I pass you, right?
Yeah, no, you do.
Yeah, you move to number one in the standings.
Go big or go home.
All right, so you got Rams minus four Monday night at San Francisco.
Sure, why not?
Wow. I like your attitude. I think that's the right side of that game. I think the Rams are definitely going to beat the 49ers. Coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is Bergman's game today, and that is coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
A very weird month of November. We've had a lot of guests on the show, and the score right now is everybody with one. Mason won, Ireland won, Bergman won, Jorge won, Kaplan won. Kaplan won, can you believe that? Michael Thompson won, and Kiki, who does our traffic, won once. And it is Bergman's game today. Bergman, what kind of game you got?
All right, so Steph Curry hit 50 points the other day. I think it was Tuesday. He was the first one to do it this season. So in honor of that, I have a quiz, or its name is your buzzer. It's a bunch of teams, and you have to tell me who the last person for that team to hit 50 was.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Oh, that's tough.
I do have hints if you need them, and it's of the year that it happened and their number, but you have to ask for it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so number one is the Utah Jazz.
Mason.
Mason.
Donovan Mitchell.
Incorrect. Ugh. Do you want a hint?
Yeah, I'll take a hint.
It happened in 1998.
Ireland.
Ireland.
Oh, this, I'm going to guess Karl Malone.
Karl Malone is the correct answer. Okay, that's one for Ireland. All right, number two is the Orlando Magic.
Mason.
Mason.
Penny Hardaway.
No. I'll give you a hint. Yes. 2004 was the year, and the number that he wore was number one.
Ireland.
Ireland.
It's Tracy McGrady.
That is Tracy McGrady.
Tracy McGrady.
Yeah.
I'm just jumping in early.
I mean, if you want to do it that way, that's fine. All right, yeah, this one's
the year doesn't really help, and the number is pointless for me.
Jorge, are you out there?
This is the part where I go do the podcast.
All right, number three, the Phoenix Suns.
Mason.
Mason.
Devin Booker.
That is incorrect.
Are you kidding me?
So that means it's somebody since Devin Booker.
Yeah, it was in 2019. And I'll give you the number if you'd like.
Yeah.
Number 11.
Ireland.
Ireland.
This can't be right. Is it Jamal Crawford?
It is Jamal Crawford. And
Jamal Crawford?
And he did it like a week after Devin Booker did. Devin Booker had two in a row in that year. And then
Jamal Crawford, believe it or not, has like three 50-point games in his career.
Wow.
I just didn't think he ever did it with Phoenix.
Yeah.
All right,
so number four, the Los Angeles Clippers. I'll give you a hint. Came in 2018.
Mason.
Mason.
Blake Griffin.
Wrong. He wore number 23.
Oh, Jorge.
Jorge.
Lou Williams.
That is right.
Yeah.
That is
Lou.
All right, Jorge.
Yeah. Lemon pepper Lou.
All right, let's see this one. All right, number five is Milwaukee Bucks. The Milwaukee
Mason.
Mason.
Giannis.
Incorrect. It happened in 2020, and he wore number 22.
Ireland.
Ireland.
It's Chris Middleton.
It is Chris Middleton.
By the way, these are not bad guesses I'm making.
No, they're not.
They're all credible guesses. It's just the first
game
that pops
into my head. Because they've all been wrong.
Yeah, they've all been wrong. That's true. Good point.
All right. I have 10 of these, but number six, the Minnesota Timberwolves. It happened in
Mason.
Karl
Anthony Towns.
That is incorrect. Jorge.
Kevin Garnett.
That is incorrect.
Oh,
all right, so Ireland, it's just for you. 2019, he wore number 25.
Oh, it's Derrick Rose.
That is Derrick Rose.
Yeah. Derrick Rose dropped a 50 spot. Jeez.
Yeah, so, it was like it had people crying in the league. It was like unbelievable.
Jorge, you have to sweep the rest of these to tie Ireland.
Okay.
Good luck, Jorge.
Number seven is the New York Knicks. It happened in 2014.
Ireland. It's Melo.
It is Melo.
Ugh.
All right, so we'll just
62, right?
Yep.
You should be winning this, John. This game is tailor-made for John Ireland.
On Monday, I might be out of money. I need this $10,000 more than you guys.
You do.
Yeah, at least I got one right.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, shots. All right, so I'll just finish off the rest of these, and I do have a tiebreaker. I'll do it quick. Detroit Pistons in 2018, number 23.
That's Blake Griffin.
That is Blake Griffin, yes. Yeah. Number nine is the Dallas Mavericks. Happened
Mason.
In two- Mason.
Luca.
That is incorrect. It happened in...
These are all totally credible. Get, like, Luca could have gone for 50.
He could have. it happened in 2006, and he wore number 41. Jorge.
Yeah.
Nowitzki.
Nowitzki is right.
Yeah.
All right, the last one. This one's tough, like all these other ones, apparently. Number 10 is Indiana Pacers.
Mason. Victor Oladipo.
That is incorrect.
Oh, for 10.
That did go 0 for 10.
That's amazing.
That takes skill to go 0 for 10.
That's, and if breathe. You're playing Keno, you'd get your money back.
Dude, yeah.
The confidence in which you answered, too.
It happened in 2020, and he wore number 1.
For the Pacers?
For the Pacers, yeah.
Is it TJ Warren?
It is TJ Warren.
Oh. TJ Warren.
John ran away with that one, 8-2 for Jorge. All right, the tiebreaker.
Yep.
Two players on this list are the last to hit 50 points for two different teams. Can you name them both and the teams that they did this for?
So they scored 50 points for two different teams?
Correct. And they're the last ones to do it for that team.
Okay, I'll say one of them is LeBron for the Heat and the Lakers.
No.
No, it's somebody from the list of players we already said, right?
No. From the list of, like, all the teams.
Oh, all the teams.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but he did it for two different teams.
He did it for two different teams. So, Ireland, you're out on that one.
Okay.
Mason, you got a guess?
Yeah, how about two different teams? Two different teams. Two different teams.
Oh, guess AD, Mace.
AD.
AD is right. Can you name the two teams?
Yeah, Narlins and the Lakers.
Who's okay. Narlins?
And then there's one more. One more.
Eastern Conference or West?
It all happened in the Eastern Conference.
Because I was thinking it would have to be KD.
So you were on the right track,
that's
John.
An East-West.
You were on the right track.
Oh, what about Kyrie?
No.
It was LeBron with the Cavs and the Heat.
Right. That's exactly right. Yep.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. There's I take a commanding 2-1 lead. Commanding 2-1 lead. Did we lose Mason again?
Did he drop off again?
Yeah.
You got to be kidding
He got mad.
Me.
I think he got mad because he guessed 0 for 10.
Yeah, I'm glad he's taking tomorrow off. His Comrex apparently doesn't work.
Do we call that the Mace? Is it now? He went 0 for 10?
Well, yeah, he's the new Curtis.
Right.
Right?
But Curtis doesn't work here anymore, so we don't want to do that.
Yeah. Well, no, that's why we would call it a Mason
mace.
Now.
Yeah, yeah, it's the Mace now.
All right, so Jorge, if Baltimore loses tonight, you're out of Survivor, correct?
I am. Yes, I am.
And I think Mark Cates is taking Arizona. So that would mean Cates would be our one remaining Survivor.
Oh, you're counting me out, man?
No, only if Baltimore loses. But I would have bet a bunch of money on Baltimore had I been able to. Yeah. I think Baltimore is going to win big tonight. And the Clippers play the Heat at Staples Center. So the Heat has the second game of a back-to-back at Staples.
No Jimmy Butler either tonight.
Did they already rule him out?
They did rule him out, yeah.
Yeah, Tyler Hero might go for 50. All right, and so tomorrow it's me and Ramona. And Greg, what do you think about my idea to pretend my Comrex is broken at the beginning of the show and make Momo start without me?
I love it so much. If she was actually in studio, I don't know if she will be. She'll be freaking out, looking around. She won't know what's going on.
All right, now in order to make this work, you guys got to give her nothing.
Okay, so you don't want us to help her?
I'm busy. Just fill for a second.
Hold on, I'm trying to help out John. I'm trying to help him out.
Perfect. I'm trying to help him connect, yeah. Yeah. I got to run to the other room and connect Comrex over there. I got to run over there. I'll be back.
Hold on, I'm on the phone, Momo. You go.
All right, now, here's the most important question of the day. I'm going to get my booster shot in 15 minutes. Am I going to be sick tomorrow?
I hope not.
I haven't heard anything, to be honest.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything.
Neither one of you guys have gotten one?
Not yet.
I'm not feeling very confident. And by the way, if I'm sick tomorrow, then Bergman, you have to host the show.
Oh, that's yeah. Me and Momo.
I can't imagine that it'll be that bad. I have nothing else going on tomorrow until the game tomorrow night. I just have the show and the game.
What do you think is going to happen tomorrow night? Is Anthony Edwards going to go off?
I think Anthony Edwards probably has a big game, but the Lakers win. I think Anthony Edwards is super talented.
48.
You know who else has been playing well for them? D'Angelo Russell. Remember him? D'Angelo Russell is playing really well for them. So I think that that it'll be an entertaining game, and I would encourage people to listen here on 710 ESPN. All right, coming up next, Sedano and Cap. We're back tomorrow, 1 o'clock, 12:55, actually. It'll be just Ramona. 710 ESPN.